Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I have one of the bravest fighters out there, a man that has been on the front lines. He has been attacked, and guess what? He's going right at him. And I'm very proud to welcome my friend, Dr. Eric Napudi. How you doing, my friend?
Mel, I'm great. It's so great to be with you. I love your energy. Love what you do. It just feels good to be with you, young lady. So excited to be here.
Well, we were actually together in real life this week, and you gave me an update on your case, and you haven't been on in a while. And I really want people to be inspired to fight back and not to be afraid and to understand the battle we're in, and that every single person can do their part. When everyone says to me, well, I'm just one person, what can I do? I say, well, do you know Dr. Napudi? Because one person is doing a lot. So if you could just tell my audience briefly a little bit about yourself and how you ended up being one of the only people making headway in fighting back.
Yeah. So I was one of the first doctors to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, back in 2020, something's not right. What do you mean there's no solutions for coronaviruses? There's six of them we know about already. SARS-CoV-2 is number seven. Look, there's a 150-year-old remedy, a high-dose vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, getting people healthy, using anti-inflammatories, all this stuff to help people. And you're telling me the only solution is go home. If your lips turn blue, then go to the hospital. And hopefully you don't die. Like, what are you talking about? So we got really loud and vocal. We used our social media platforms that we'd had for over 20 years. And some of our videos, Mel, had 30, 40 million people watch them. And we were just given solutions, common sense solutions to common problems. And we thought we were doing a great thing. In fact, we were doing a great thing and still are. Hundreds of thousands of people's lives were positively impacted by the message of don't live in fear, and message of what you can do and hope. And well, the federal government didn't think that I was doing the right thing. They actually came after me for violating a very little known law called the COVID Consumer Protection Act. It was something that Trump signed into legislation. It was in December of 2020. If anybody remembers that 3,000-page omnibus bill that got signed so that we could stay home and get paid and paycheck protection money and all the COVID crap that was with it, Mel, there was about 7 to 10 sentences in there. And they basically said that if anybody uses fraud or fear to profit during COVID, like Pfizer, like Moderna, like J&J did, right, that the federal government was going to come after them. And they did. They actually came after me instead of them for telling people to take vitamins and get healthy. Now, check this out. Everybody watching and listening, get your calculators out. I want to tell you, by the way, if you have your cell phone, turn your phone sideways so you can calculate this number. What they said was I violated the COVID Consumer Protection Act. By the way, it's a civil penalty, not a criminal penalty. Civil complaint, okay? Which they still can't prove that I did. And they said that every time you violated it, Dr. Napudi, you have a $40,000 fine. I said, okay, how many times did you claim that I violated it? 12,555,000 times, Mel. The federal government is suing me for $500 billion, with a T, $500 billion, for telling Americans and the world to take vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And here's what they did. They took over 2,600 hours of audio and visual content that I've put out from day one of this. They took about 6 minutes of a mashup, and they tried to spin my words to say that I'm telling the globe that if you take vitamins, you don't need a COVID shot. Well, I told people you don't need a COVID shot if you don't want a COVID shot, period. Right. I don't care if you take vitamins or not. So, Mel, they came after us and they said, look, what do you want to do? We're going to make an example out of you. Would you rather pay the fine and go move on, or would you rather fight? And so I said, mama didn't raise no fool. And she also told me that if you have the ability to fight, you have the responsibility to do it. So I've been standing in the gap. And Mel, let me tell you, what the federal government has done is just disgusting. If they can do this to just a little old doctor from central Missouri, they can do this to anybody. They shut down six of my bank accounts. They had the medical boards come after my license 5 times. They put press releases about me globally, fraudulently telling people that I'm a fraud. They tried to shut down my businesses. They got a hold of Facebook, Google, and others. And we have documentation of this saying, shut down all of his accounts. They cut down 75% of my income, Mel. And I said, I'm not standing for this crap. I'm standing against you guys. So we've been fighting for the past 2 years. And we got him against the ropes so bad, and we're so close to delivering this blow. Now, listen to this. This is something I really want all your listeners to hear. After we showed the federal government 180 pages of documents that shows that vitamin D is beneficial for the human body, especially for SARS-CoV-2 or for any type of coronavirus, and zinc and other things, and our expert witnesses came in, and literally experts in vitamin D, experts in zinc, experts in health, the federal government, we showed them all that. And then we showed them the Pfizer documents that said that they never, ever even tested to see if these shots stopped the spread of the virus. And we said, when are you guys going to lose your enthusiasm for this case? And here's exactly what they told us. They said, look, we're going after Dr. Napudi. He's the first doctor that we chose to go after for this law. We have drawn our sword, and we're not going to put our sword away until there's blood on it. Mel, they don't care about me. They don't care about you. They don't care about the truth. They care about that little political win that they want to get against us. And so that's where we're at. I've been fighting and standing for 2 years. I haven't told too many people about this because we've just been battling and fighting. Yeah. But we're at a point now that people need to know what's going on.
Yeah. And the scariest part about all of this is everything that you recommended has since been proven to not only be helpful in general, but to be helpful because the immune system is the target here. And everything that you were putting out has decades of research and information and peer reviewed that these things that you were recommending are excellent for your immune system above and beyond anything else. So even what they're going after you for, this wasn't what you weren't pushing anything that it wasn't already available out there with lots of proven success. So the truth is, this is a political persecution of a doctor. And here's the great part. You haven't lost your clients because of this. Your clients love you. You have a very loyal base. You have a lot of different clinics, and it's really just the government. And, you know, they should maybe be talking to some of the patients' lives you saved, and they don't seem to care.
Mel, it's crazy. You know, after I gave my personal expert testimonial about vitamin D and zinc, and after we had literally two of the world-leading experts that are my experts on this case give our information and put information into the trial, to the case that we showed them that even the Department of Defense recommends vitamin D, zinc, and C. And we showed them this, and they had no clue. But guess what we found? They have one expert. And this is just like, this goes into my movie, Crap You Can't Make Up. Their only expert against me on this case is a doctor from St. Louis University, or from St. Louis. I'll tell you where he is. I won't tell you who he's affiliated with, but we had a private investigator find this. He took a $9 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Gavi to, guess what? Make vaccines. I mean, Mel, you can't make this up. This is why they don't want me to make it to trial. I was supposed to start my trial next week, but the federal government decided to, well, it's too close to a holiday. We don't want anybody stressed out. I've spent $3.5 million. My life has been turned upside down. You don't want anybody stressed out. And now they said it's going to be another 3 to 4 months before I get in front of a judge. I mean, it's insane. They're only one tactic. They have only one way to win. And that's to try to bankrupt me, discourage me, and run me out of ammunition, Mel. And I'm not going to take that.
Yeah, it's called lawfare. And it is the most disgusting, egregious abuse of power out there. I've seen, obviously, we have mutual friends that are under lawfare under different guises. But the bottom line is, it's an abuse of power. It's not how the justice system is supposed to work. And what they're actually doing to you, and I hope people understand this, they are pushing it off as long as they can so that you give up. And the great part about you, and why I after we talked this past weekend in person, and I really got to, like, what's going on. People have to understand that this is communism. It's socialism. It's anti-American. It violates our Constitution. It violates your Bill of Rights. And at the end of the day, they're acting as if they're trying to help who? None of this helps anyone. Going after you doesn't help anyone, because all the information they went after you for 2 years ago has already been proven to be good. Good information for health, for wellness, for the immune system, for multiple other things besides SARS-CoV-2. And now we're at a place where they just do not want you to get into court to get a decision. We need to make sure that you get into court and you get that decision, because what I was looking at in your case, and I looked at the file and stuff, is they basically don't have anything. Now it's about a win to then put out to the public And they've tried to settle with you and you're not willing to. And I think that this is a real lesson for the American people, especially doctors out there. You're not alone. You know that they passed that law in California that we really have to fight against, where they can take your license if you go against the CDC and FDA approved, treatments, which we know some of them are very deadly. And here we're at a point where justice and truth should be to benefit we, the people of the United States. Nothing they're doing to you is a benefit to anyone, not even the government, but it does seem to Big Pharma to keep them out of trouble. Because when you do trace everything that's happening to you, to Gavi and to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it's not just you. It's everything and then Big Pharma. Now, talk a little bit about how you've stayed in the fight, because I know that they tempted you with a settlement and you said you fought this far. You're not going to do that. And I think people have to understand where that comes from.
Look, you know, I'm just the son of a pig farmer from the Midwest. You know, I get up and work every day. You know, I've been on my own mail working hard since I was a 15-year-old kid. You know, there's no silver spoon in this mouth, right? And so I was raised on American values, on hard working Midwest values. And all I wanted to do is serve my community. And when this came up, like I said, this is like our Super Bowl. It's a time for us to go, hey, we can do this. We can beat this together, right? Remember, they told us together. Well, they took away our voice because they didn't want us to speak the truth. And Mel, you know what it all comes down to for me? It's my faith. It's my faith and my facts. And I always say, you know, you want to destroy the spirit of fear, you got to have faith and you got to have facts. Well, I have the facts.
Right.
And I got the faith so big, it's not even funny. Let me tell you, I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I know that I'm the head, not the tail. I know that what God is bringing to us is a test so that we can deliver a testimony for the world. And I got to tell you, up until about 4 weeks ago, you know, nobody knew about all this. I'd just been putting my head down and working and pounding and working and pounding, you know, $3.5 million. Mel, I've sold some of my property, a business of mine. I just sold a vehicle so I could pay my legal bills. You know, I'm not one of those guys that's going, hey, give me your money and I'm going to build a mansion or buy a house or whatever. Like, I'm fighting the devil here.
Yeah.
And the reality is, here's what God said to me. I'm not going to waste your stress. I'm not going to waste the pain that I've given you. But I'm also not going to waste a miracle unless you get out of the way and make this about me, make this about we the people and not about you. And I didn't think I was making it about me, Mel, but I wasn't telling people what was going on. I wasn't sharing what's happening. And as soon as I did, oh my gosh, people have just been amazing. We had somebody put a website together for me.
Oh, that's
people
so
can
nice.
Go and they can find out information about this. It's called fightwitheric.com.
Oh,
they can
great.
See all the videos that we've done. And people are donating. I had some amazing person call me up and say, I'm donating $100,000 to your case the other day.
Oh my God. The sad part is that you need it. Here's the craziest part. You've spent $3 million fighting the government over basically a bogus case. I mean, the case at this point, when they filed it and thought that you'd fall right away and you'd shut up and go away and take your social media down and be scared of the government, it was one thing. Now, almost everything you've said, I have to say, has been proven to be not even in violation of what they're saying you violated. At this point, it's just a pissing contest. It's like some kind of match. But again, we, the people of the United States, are paying for this persecution of you. And yes. I think that's what people have to understand. Who are you fighting? Exactly. This is coming from the federal government, right?
Well, the FTC is who said that I violated this. And by the way, inside the FTC, we think there's this big, huge, like almost like the Wizard of Oz, like this great and powerful Oz. No, 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 no. Let me tell you something. Remember that scene in the Wizard of Oz when Toto goes behind the curtain and there's some senile old man saying, don't pay attention to what? That's exactly who we're fighting against. We're fighting against a bunch of, how do I say this politely? Individuals with a lack of testicular fortitude, a pride for this nation, and a lack of their civil duty to protect we the people. And that's what we're fighting against. And we have the opportunity, Mel, to cut the head off of this snake. And I mean that. You know, and there's three big snakes. There's the snake of media. There's the snake of big pharma, big medicine. And then there's the snake of the banking and financial industry. We have the chance to do it. And we're so close to putting a death blow to this organization and agency. And by the way, when I'm done, when we're done with this victory, We're going to have standing against the medical boards. We're going to have standing against the Associated Press. We're going to have standing against the insurance companies. Mel, at 20 years of practice, I've never been audited by the insurance companies. In the last 2 years, I've been audited by all of them, some of them twice. And they've stopped paying my patients' claims because they're trying to just take my ability to fight away. That's it. And so
they're not taking your ability to fight away. They're taking away anyone else's desire to fight away by using you and then focusing on you. Also, you're such a fighter that you don't bow down. You don't back down. You never did for 1 second. So you are being made an example of, just like Alex Jones, regardless of what you think, he doesn't owe $1 billion to the families of Sandy Hook. This isn't justice. This has nothing to do with justice. This has to do with shutting other people up. They are using you so that nobody else fights them, because your fight is our fight. And they know that. Now, have other doctors reached out to you? Have you gotten support? Because this is a big problem, is a lot of doctors out there, whether they knew it or not in the beginning, like you, are over the time have come to realize that the shots are dangerous, that the protocol was wrong, that the lockdowns and the masks and everything that you were saying was bad in the beginning was bad. Have doctors reached out to you? Have medical professionals reached out to you? Because there's not enough brave doctors out there. And at this point, a lot of them know that they were wrong.
Mel, I'll tell you a couple things about that. Yes, a lot of doctors have reached out, especially early on. I mean, I remember in 2020, I would get hundreds of calls, messages, and emails from doctors all across the country saying, thank you for standing up. Thank you for saying what's right. I would stand up, but you know what I mean? I would stand up, but, and I always say, don't let your butt get in the way of your health, your future, your fortune, and everything. I mean, my gosh, just because you're scared of losing your job. I mean, at what point do we do what's right versus we do what's easy? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't even fathom that. Like I said, my parents raised me different. God put something different in me. I'm proud of this flag behind me. I'm proud of what people have died for this great nation. They gave me the freedom to speak. They gave me the freedom to have commerce. They gave us the freedom of press. And the federal government tried to take all of those away from me, Mel. And you know what? The federal government is scared to death of us, of we the people. Right. And if we deliver a blow to them, and now we go back after them and sue them and hold them accountable and hold sanctions against these people, we're going to set a precedent, because this can never happen again in our lifetime. That's what people need to understand. And by the way, Mel, one of the things we found while we were going through all the discovery, and you know this, and a lot of your viewers know this because you have a very educated audience. There's legislation in D.C. right now trying to get the FDA to be able to regulate every supplement on the planet. And guess what's on the top of the list? Vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, NAD. They don't want us to continue this fight because they want to control it, because they want to keep you fat, sick, and nearly dead. Because if you're a submissive little sheep, they can control you. And that's a big part of this game, Mel.
Right. And another big part of this game, which is something I do on my show a lot, which is follow the money.
Yeah.
The problem is, and Eric, we got to really, after you win this case, I'm going to get involved too. We got to go back and find out who in our government, not just in the Congress and the Senate and in the executive branch, but who in NIAID and who in the NIH made money off of COVID. There was a lot of insider trading that went on. There's a lot of follow the money. I believe that these people should be tried for criminal financial crimes related to this, because another big part of this is what you're saying right now about big pharma and keeping us sick and everything, and regulating, you know, nature's cures still after all these years, is that money. A lot of this is about money. And I don't think people really understand the level of greed and of financial gain that a very small group of people, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Dr. Fauci and others, Pfizer, you know, the amount of money that was made over the last 2.5 years of COVID.
Where's the FTC and DOJ whenever Pfizer and Moderna say, go out and take these shots, it's going to stop the spread of this virus? They never even tested for that.
Right.
I mean, Mel, when the medical boards came after me, I remember the letters. The letters said they weren't upset about what I said as much as how many people heard me say it. And that needs to really resonate with people, because big pharma was afraid that we were going to cut into their profits. You know, you think there's a reason why they didn't want to release the Pfizer documents for 75 years? All of us will be dead by then, or too weak to fight. you know? So the bottom line is this: they lied, people died, and they suppressed the truth and people died. I mean, you're hearing Parliament in Europe right now, and in Australia, they're saying, excuse me. I know that you want amnesty, but did you know that you lied about marketing? You fraudulently told people this. Why are we not going after those people? And they're suing me, Mel. I mean, just a little chiropractor from Central Missouri for $500 billion.
Well, it's also because you had a giant social media presence that you didn't start at COVID. You built your social media for a decade, you know, so it wasn't it was about your information reaching too many people and too many people questioning them. And that's really what it was about. Had you not had already built your social media presence, they wouldn't have, I don't think, targeted you. They targeted you because you already had a loyal following that was huge. And but that's another thing that we need to discuss, because this has to be part of a lawsuit in the future, not just for you, for many people. I have seen the DHS documents, and I have seen the documents between the White House, the NIH, and Twitter and Facebook and Google and all of them. This is such a violation of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, everything that is right in this country. So basically, it was actually the government going through social media to censor you and other doctors. It was not, you know, it was not some kind of the social media deciding it. This seems like a bigger crime than anyone's paying attention to, because they were censoring you about that. What's next? They're going to censor everyone that questions climate change and emergency they're coming for us. Whatever they have coming next, because we know that Fauci just gave another $600 million to all of this stuff all over. We know BioNTech and all of them just got another grant from the NIH. So they're continuing to create bioweapons, gain of function research, all of that, while at the same time trying to shut people up. And then we find out that it's actually the US government that's not allowed, that is actually doing it. It's not Facebook and Twitter, even though it is them, they're in cahoots. But our government has betrayed we the people on such a massive scale. And that must really make you crazy, because probably in the beginning, you didn't even think in terms of, well, who's doing this? And then it turns out it's our own government.
Mel, at the beginning of this, I really thought that we were going to have a collective group of multiple disciplinary doctors coming together to find out how can we save humanity. That's what I thought we were going to do. And little did I know that it was them behind this whole thing, and they didn't want us to get that out. And Mel, you know what, though? Here's the reality. And as difficult as this is on myself and my family and my business, I mean, look, if I didn't have the support of my wife and my kids and our community and my relationship with God, I mean, I would have given up a long time ago. But 2020 really was the year of 2020 vision. Clarity, certainty. We saw behind the curtain what's really going on. And so many people are upset about it. But I know people have COVID fatigue right now. Right. They're tired of it. They're exhausted. They just want it to go away. But it's not going to go away. And if we let this domino fall, Mel, you're right. The rest of them are going to fall right behind it. We've got to stand for this, or we're going to fall for everything else moving forward. And we just need some big victories.
Right. We need some wins. We need some wins. And we need some book, some case law on the books to cite. Yeah. You, Tom Renz, there's a bunch of other people that are filing lawsuits. These lawsuits have to make it. And the reason that they are lawfaring you into trying to bankrupt you and $3 million in legal fees, and you're not alone, is because they don't want laws on the books. They don't want this case solved. They don't want a decision in this case. And that's why we have to fight alongside of you. Your case is everyone's case. And I do want to say one more thing. If you go to the American Medical Association or the American Pediatrics Association or any of their websites right now, they have gone completely woke. They look like this, the Marxist communists. They're all for silencing and discrediting and punishing doctors, members. And it looks to me like the whole certification, board certification, they're doing it to Dr. McCullough now, other doctors. I don't see how we go forward. We gotta rebuild the entire system. The entire medical industrial complex, pharmaceutical industrial complex is very compromised. And they shouldn't be in the business of politics and social justice. They should be in the business of making sure that doctors are out there working for their patients, because you took an oath. And people are forgetting that the doctors took an oath too. And these medical boards and medical associations that license you guys are not working for the doctors that are really who they're supposed to be protecting.
I agree 100%. I mean, you know, it goes back to me of like, what's right versus what's easy, you know? And I there's certain languages I don't speak, and failure and lying are two of them. And that just seems to be the common knowledge and the common dialogue of our federal government. I mean, this is a witch hunt to the 90th power, and we've seen witch hunts. Look at all the witch hunts we've seen over the last 2 years, and they're still going on to this day. But what do you do? I mean, I hate to say this, but I don't. I learned at a young age, if you got a bully on the playground, the only way that bully is going to respect you, you try to walk away. You try to walk away. You try to have discernment and dialogue. But sometimes you got to punch that bully in the nose and you got to give them a taste of their medicine. And I'm willing to do that. But Mel, I'm at a point now. I got to have help to get there. I know.
And the crazy part is your case is so close. So I do want people, you're an excellent doctor and your shows are very fun to listen to. You're not some like boring, but you have a great show out there that people can go and support. You have websites. So why don't you share with my audience, A, how they can help you, B, where to find you. And please follow Dr. Napudi. He's got a great show and he's very funny and he's it's entertaining, but it's also good to support him in this cause because he's all of us. And for all you doctors out there that, you know, see this man fighting, you should be fighting alongside of him and at least, stepping up at this point. I think being silent at this point, because you know, and I know, they're not done with COVID. Yeah. They're not done with this. I think that honestly, Event 201, anyone go back and look at that, look at everything that's happened since. This is a long-term plan. Whatever their goals are, they are nefarious at the end of the day. And we need to fight against heroes. So Dr. Napudi, tell my audience where they can find you, how they can help you. And we need to also support him. We need the case law. We need this case to be adjudicated and decided in the courts and put in the books so that the rest of us can fight.
Yeah, thank you, Mel. So you guys can find me. Our site is fightwitheric.com. That's fightwitheric.com. We're going to put all of our social media links, the link to our radio program over my shoulder here, Real Talk 93.3 FM, the voice of freedom. You know, when they shut us down on social media, we bought a radio station. You can get the app. You can download the app and listen to us. And it's Dr. Eric and Friends, because we're bringing all of our comrades, right? That's what they want us to think, that we're the bad people, right? We're bringing all the patriots together to tell the truth. You can find us on social media, et cetera, but go to Real Talk. Go to fightwitheric.com. That's fightwitheric.com. And Mel, I need two things. Number one, more than anything, I need prayer. I just need prayer for myself and my family. I mean, it's been tough, man. I mean, it's been really tough. I got to tell you, it's been extremely tough. I've spent my entire life working hard so that my kids could have a good life and my family could have a good life. And that's in jeopardy. And you know, I need prayer. And if people feel so encouraged to come and donate, I would encourage you to donate $10, $100. Some of you are billionaires out there and want to do something. You give me $3 million, you give me some duct tape and some bailing wire, I'll come right back in 6 months from now with the head of this snake. We'll win this thing. I can promise you, you know. And so if they'll go to our site, fightwitheric.com, they can learn more about how to help, how to support me and everything that's going on, Mel.
Yeah. And you know what? God bless you and your family. I know if it wasn't for your family's support and your wife's support and your faith in God, you wouldn't have made it this far. But you are near the end and we can't let you not get there. Like I said, the whole goal now of your case and a couple others is to get decisions in the court. We, the people, need decisions to be made. And that is what they don't want. They do not want your case to be adjudicated and decided. We, the people, need to make sure that that happens. And they're going to keep throwing stuff at you. They delayed it again. You were right near the edge. And now you have to put in more money to keep going because they gave you some bogus excuse. No, the thing is, they don't want the decision on the books. And we, the people, have to make sure that happens. Any last words of encouragement? Like you said, people are tired. We had this election. We know lots of problems yet again, still. And we're going into now the next 2 years of battle, because you and I talked about this past weekend. Regardless of what happened in the election, the midterms, doesn't matter. The fight, we the people's fight, continues. We have not achieved taking our country back. And like I said this weekend, we the people employ these people. We pay their salaries. They work for us. And we have to start treating the federal government and the people that are attacking you and the people that are attacking all of our freedoms as employees, which means like watching them, means following up, means looking at what they're doing. Look at these bills they're putting forward. That's our money. And they're using our money to persecute you. But let's end it with giving the people some hope for justice ahead.
Well, Mel, I'm going to tell you, it's almost like a football team. We're on the 99-yard line, and we got the end zone. Sometimes we can't see the forest through the trees. We're so close together. We're so close at winning so many battles. It's not funny. And I got to tell you, when I look behind me and I see those stars and stripes right there, and I see all those colors of red and all the men and women that died for this great country so that we could have these platforms and speak and have freedom to choose and have commerce and be together, you know, we can't let the enemy come in and destroy that. Mel, you know, I'm really serious. When the people signed that Declaration of Independence and they gave their fortunes, you know, their livelihood and their sacred honor, there still are a lot of men and women, including myself and you, that are willing to sacrifice everything for the greater good of all of us. Together, we got this. We will win, but we have to do it together, not divided, but united, Mel. And it's up to us to unite, not the government. We, the people, together will win.
Right on. I agree. And we are the majority. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the manipulation, the media, all of it. It is not true. It is coming from an outside globalist force. We, the people, need to save this country and turn it around. United, like you said, there should be no sides when it comes to truth, justice, and America succeeding beyond our wildest dreams. I think the best days are ahead, but the days ahead between here and there are a battle, and a battle we will win. And thank you, Eric Napoutin, for sticking up for all of us, for fighting for all of us. And anyone that can support him, please go to the website. We need his case to be decided in the courts, on the books, so all of us can start to look at that case law and see how we can fight back too. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Mel. I appreciate you more than you know. Have a blessed day.
See you soon. Thanks. Hello, Patriot Pals. I am here again to talk to you about something that's concerning me, and it might be concerning you. This is something all of us are starting to feel on the front lines, which is the controlled demolition of the U.S. dollar and our economy. Right now, if you go to the supermarket or you go fill up your car or just your day-to-day expenses, we are seeing an average of $6,000 in bigger costs across the board for each American family at this point. Our 401ks and our pensions are being decimated, and there seems to be no end in sight, at least not right now, because we are at an 8% inflation rate, and that does not seem to be the end of it. And that is a 40-year high. So we've never really seen anything like this in our lifetimes. What we've seen in 2021 and 2022 with the Federal Reserve and the printing of cash is an influx where 40% of the US dollars out there have been printed in the last 2 years, devaluing our dollar dramatically. The rest of the world right now is strongly considering returning back to the gold standard and leaving the reserve currency of the US dollar behind. This has been a result of the sanctions in Russia and other sanctions by our government on foreign countries that no longer trust the US dollar. And I think the best thing we can do is A, know that we have to weather this storm. We have a financial storm brewing. We are going to get through it. America will prevail. But in the meantime, I really am suggesting, as I am doing myself, to protect your savings, protect your 401ks and IRAs. And the great way to do that for me is gold and silver. I've been working with Beverly Hills Precious Metals for a little over 2 years. They've been really great with me and my family and friends. They have experts in different fields and different avenues. And if you go to our partners page and you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, you will find a real person who knows exactly what can be done to help you in whatever circumstance you're in, wherever you find yourself. They will meet you there. They will help you come up with a plan. You can have your gold and silver delivered to you. They also have a depository that's insured that you can have your gold and silver there for you. And in the end, I do believe that America will succeed and we will rise again. And this country will return to the greatness and the beauty that we know and love. But in the meantime, we have a storm ahead. It's very uncertain. To learn more, please go to the Mel Kay Show Partners page and find Beverly Hills Precious Metals and contact the experts there to find the best path for you and your family to protect your savings and to prepare for whatever's ahead. God bless you. God bless America. And please take care of your family first. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel Kay Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country, because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full life out there. Please check out MailK Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at MailK Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MailKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.